Now, a bill to amend the Animal Welfare Act to ensure a ban on fox hunting will be going before the Oireachtas for the second stage. It was first introduced by Deputy Ruth Coppinger of People for Profit, seeking to amend the Animal Health and Welfare Act, which currently contains an exemption that allows fox hunting. She wants that to come to an end. A second stage bill on the vote will happen on the 17th of December next weekend. There's lots of lobbying going on and all sides of this debate from different organisations such as the Countryside Alliance and on the other side the Irish Wildlife Trust. Well, Fionnán Fitzgerald is a Fianna Fáil councillor on Kerry County Council and he's been contacted by people concerned about this vote, including those who feel it should be voted against and that fox hunting should be allowed to continue. As the way things stand, it looks like it will, as the major parties, I don't think, will be supporting the amendment by Ruth Coppinger. But to talk about the debate and why he is the stance of regarding this as a rural pursuit, which is key to rural Ireland and a rural pastime, I spoke to Fionnán Fitzgerald shortly before coming in here and first of all asked him about this vote taking place next week.
Yeah, look, to be fair, no better issue to divide people than something that's either left or right, yes or no, with very little ground in the middle. And before, I suppose, the debate gets serious, I would encourage people to really study the facts and study the traditions, study the issues, study what both sides are looking at, rather than making it, you know, a name-calling exercise at the back of the schoolyard. So what have I been hearing from constituents and what is my own sense of it? I grew up in rural Ireland, as you know. It's very important to me. I do appreciate the traditions. I recognise the need for change as well and adaptation. Fox hunting is something that, you know, we need to throw out the old colonial element to it of the group of, you know, horse riders and the pack of hounds going through the countryside into wherever land they want. It is, as you know, and as people know, it is a regulated industry. It is monitored. It is planned. It is decided where they are going, etc. So what have I been hearing? I've been hearing issues such as, what about fox control, Fionnán? And, I mean, the wolf was the natural predator of the fox in Ireland. That wolf is, you know, basically extinct. So in the sense of trying to control that animal, trying to control the fox, something needs to be in place there. It's part of that tradition. It's not the only way of controlling foxes in the countryside, but it is part of it. There is the whole equine industry or horse industry in this country, which is very, very strong and very important and worth millions to the people and to the exchequer. And there's a whole huge tradition there as well. So there are many factors coming to me, you know, which I would be aware of anyway as a rural councillor, coming to me around this issue, calling for, asking me to call on our TDs to vote no to this fox hunting ban on December the 17th.
Okay, and what do you make then about the argument that Ruth Coppinger and others are making? This has got to the second stage, it's past the first stage, it's got to the second stage, and that's why this vote is coming up next week. She's arguing that foxes are still dug out of the ground and attacked by trained terriers. They're chased by packs of dogs, sometimes for hours, and torn apart when caught. If any domestic animal was treated like this, there would be an outcry. And she's arguing that polls are showing that there is strong support to make fox hunting an illegal activity in this country, to ban it from the public.
Yeah. I think the argument is the same, whether it's dealing with hares and greyhounds, pigeons and cereal crops, which I spoke on here on Radio Kerry a couple of years ago, or now this issue, fox hunting. It's the same issue. Oh, you know, this is too much. This is cruel. This is not natural, etc. Any of these activities and sporting hunting activities reflect, and let's be fair, reflect what is going on in nature anywhere. It is a form of sport put around that activity of chasing an animal. For example, the lamb, unfortunately, in the lambing season after Christmas into January and February and early March, is open to attacks by foxes. Fowl, farm animals, etc., can be attacked by a fox. What is going on here is merely seeking to control that, but also reflecting what's going on in nature, Jerry. And we must recognize that we can't stop nature. We can't take it back. We can't take it out. It controls and regulates itself, affects biodiversity, affects the hen harrier if there are too many foxes in an area, etc. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is that it's reflecting nature, and it's a very important part of the control of vermin in this country.
Do you fox hunt, Fionnán?
No, I don't, Jerry. No, I've seen it. I've admired it, Jerry. I do think it is a beautiful sight. Dogs and horses and people gathering. They move around Kerry at this time of year and into the early spring. That's the hunting season. But I've never done it, Jerry. No, I've never sat up on a
Okay.
horse and
Can
followed it.
you understand where people like the Irish Wildlife Trust are out calling on people to support the bill to ban fox hunting? And they're saying, you know, when they say things like most people are aghast at the description of this brutality as a rural pursuit, Ireland is an outlier and it's been banned in the UK for 20 years, and we need to follow down this road now. And calling it anything other than cruelty is wrong. Do you understand that point of view in any way from an
I
animal
can,
welfare
Jerry.
trust?
Absolutely. I can understand how somebody from the outside that wouldn't have experienced, the life and working of a fox and of many other creatures in rural Ireland, how they would come to that opinion. I can appreciate that. But I would ask people in that, frame of mind to study and look at the natural cycle of nature in rural Ireland, in Kerry, in Ireland, that there is a process by which, there's a process by which animals target each other and move against each other and withdraw from each other. And there are attacks such as, foxes on lambs and certain birds on smaller birds' nests and all of that. But that's all nature. And what fox hunting is that it's a part of nature. It's not anything cruel. It's not anything vindictive. It's a part of nature that is, in fairness, worth an awful lot of money as well to the industry. And I'm not just putting money up against cruelty, not at all, but it's an important factor in it as well. It's money alongside nature. So I do get it when somebody gets very, very cross to me. And, I've been around the block with this type of issue over the years, and I can understand and see how it's black on one side and white on the other side. And people get very cross with each other, but I would ask those that are calling for this ban to be upheld to study and look at the contribution that this makes to rural Ireland and to the economy and to the horse.
And look, the Countryside Alliance on the other side of it then are campaigning against this bill and encouraging politicians not to vote in favour of it. They're saying fox hunting has become an easy target for ideological campaigns and social media outrage, yet the people most affected in rural families and communities are rarely listened to. Do you feel that's the
Yeah,
case?
I do, and I for one would stand with that type of an argument and would agree with them on it that this is not something that is just to be looked at from the outside. You see, when you look at it from the outside, what does a person see? A person sees, landed gentry, the big house, the red coats, the top hats, the fine horses, and away we go, and we go where we want, when we want, how we want, and. But the industry in Ireland is a much more regulated. I mean, they would have diaries, they would have plans as to where they were going, where they are going or plan to go in coming weeks. It is organized, it's with farmers' consent, etc. And, I can understand how a process like that is a part of nature and is a part of rural Ireland, no more than pigeon shooting for myself over cereal crops, no more than the taking care of dogs and watching for dogs on sheep attacks in the springtime. These are part of nature, and we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We can't throw common sense out just because it appears cruel to us at first glance. There are a lot of things that appear cruel at first glance until you get in and study them. Any sport we play is around aggression of some sort or other, and it is that imitation, that play that the human being practices and learns for itself around fight that is important to remember, as well as the horse industry and the finance benefit that goes with this issue as well, Jerry.
Fionnán, when it looks at the numbers in the Dáil, you're talking as a councillor in Fianna Fáil. There's some divergent views within your party. There's questions as well about what Fine Gael and Sinn Féin
will do on this when it reaches the vote on the 17th. It looks at the moment like the party whip will ensure members draw the party line when it reaches that stage, and the leadership of those parties, as things stand, unless things have changed now, unbeknownst to me, in the meantime, that this looks like it won't pass under the whip system, particularly, you know, Sinn Féin, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, that's what you need. Those are the votes you need to pass something at all, really. And that's where things stand at the moment.
Yeah, that is my sense. My own sense of it is, as well, is that the party whip will be enforced on this issue. And some you can see the other side saying, oh, you know, there are people's free consciences aren't being allowed to be heard here. You know, if you look at any straw polls amongst the country, it's showing 70% for fox hunting ban, etc. I don't buy that necessarily. Many a time on social media, a person can see something sway largely one way or the other, and there is a silent majority there that would be literally on social media afraid to put their heads above the parapet. And I think that the figures are actually quite very much the other way. I do hear the issue around the free vote. It looks like it's not going to go through the House of the Oireachtas at the moment, but I would encourage TDs and our own five TDs to look at this issue carefully and to look at it in the round and in the depth, and look at what the issue, the tradition represents, how it is regulated, and the contribution it makes to society. It's another outlet for the people of Kerry and Ireland, another pursuit, and it is to be valued, not just knocked on the head without studying or reflecting on the issue properly.
Because, of course, we're in the season now. It's November to April, the season runs. So this is the time of year. So the vote is happening, I suppose, in the heart of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, yeah. And, you know, that's fair enough. And I can understand Ruth Coppinter pushing the issue. She feels strongly about it. And I get that. And I get that it's coming in the run-up to Christmas and as we head into the heart of the season, which might foment the issue or might cause a divergence of views and a strengthening, hardening of positions. But I do think that with a genuine study of its contribution to rural Ireland, I don't think the debate should be as aggressive as one might think coming into it.
Okay. All right, for now, listen, we'll see what happens when it comes to it next week in the Dáil. But thanks very much for giving us your view on the problem. One final point, your view, your expression this morning.
Yes.
On a separate point, we'll get to that. But on one final point, would you understand how upset some people will be at what you've said? They passionately believe, 81% of the Ireland Thinks poll in favour of a ban, that the TDs or party leaderships are out of step with the majority of the people of Ireland in their views on what should be done with fox hunting.
Yeah, I do. And I suppose in politics, you give yourself, you don a thick skin, because when you're standing for an issue and standing for, you know, people and their rights and traditions, and realizing that a just blanket ban can't come in overnight, one develops a thick skin in terms of handling that. And I do find in all of life, outside of politics and in it, that if a person takes the stand that is genuine to you, that it's, then come what may, you will be able to handle the flack that comes out of that. It's when a politician flip-flaps and plays the game and pretends one thing and does another, then that would wear you down in terms of social media and commentary and all that. But look, I'm not just going about this because, you know, I'm minding votes or I'm minding the election election.
And this is what you believe.
Because it is genuinely what I believe in. It's what I have lived in my life, in Ballymac and beyond. And come what may, then, Jerry, I think a politician takes the flack that comes, you know, with it afterwards.
Okay, fine. Listen, a great weekend for the parish at the weekend, a Munster title for Ballymac.
A fantastic weekend for the parish. Historic. I salute and thank our players, team and management for all that they have done. It's my first experience in my life of seeing my club go to Munster level and now on to the national stage. And the feeling, and I've heard it from other club members before around the county, but the feeling is beyond pride. It's beyond excitement. It's just a deep sense of achievement at what can be done when a community works together and supports itself over the years. This victory last Saturday is for everyone that ever opened a gate, washed a jersey, cut grass at Ballymac GA pitch. It's huge. The crowd that went up, we matched Buttevant, if not slightly exceeded them in terms of the crowd. The reception that the players got at the halfway bar in Ballydwyer on Saturday night was extraordinary. The mood, the sense of goodwill, it would lift. And that's not just something that happens every day. There are thousands of hours that go into it. And I suppose what tinges it with a small little, with, you know, with a little bit of sadness and brings us back down to earth is that, you know, the lads were wearing the jerseys of with Luke Sills across the crest and, as I said to myself, across the heart. And that was very deeply felt on the day. There was a man, a boy, that greatly loved Ballymac, that greatly loved sport and everything. And having taught him over my time in the green, everything was about Ballymacelligate and what was happening there and how to make the place better. And, you know, he was an extra player with us on the day, and he was with us and an energy and a powerhouse. And we are all very grateful for the experience last Saturday. And please God, Jerry, there are more to come. And the congratulations from Ballymac to everyone in Dangany, Coote, August, on Gael Tucht. Come on.
Okay. All right, Fionnán, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks very much, Jerry, to you and your listeners.
Okay, that's Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald with his views on that vote coming up next week in the Dáil, the amendment to the Wildlife Animal Welfare Act and the position of People for Profit that want it banned. A listener says, Fox hunting, how would Fionnán like it if he was pursued across fields, dug out from his house and torn to shreds? If foxes do need to be culled, why can't it be done humanely? Caller says she can't understand why the conversation even has to be had. Well, it's the law of the land at the moment, and one party is looking to change it. Councillor Mike Foley, Cahirlach of Kerry County Council, gets in touch and says, Jerry, I support Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald's view on this, as I was a member of a hunting club and took part in the pursuit. That's Councillor Michael Foley. And Senator Mike Kennelly gets in touch and says the Fine Gael party will not be supporting this bill by People for Profit on banning fox hunting in Ireland. If you have a view, get in touch.